Do the humanities factor into STEM education's future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Lieberman, assistant professor of English at the University of North Florida, examines the role humanities play in technological fields.
Can STEM educational initiatives keep us competitive in a global market? Not without the humanities. Scientific and technological innovations do not create positive change on their own. For one thing, the humanities help us to ask what counts as a positive change in the first place. To illustrate what the humanities can offer to STEM fields, consider a surprising historical example, Jack London. While we remember him today for anti-modern stories like The Call of the Wild, London also wrote about technology. In once popular but since forgotten works like Burning Daylight and The Valley of the Moon, London described how large corporate-owned power systems could be dehumanizing, while isolated power plants could be used reflectively to improve users' lives. You might be wondering, why should we care what Jack London thought about electricity? Here are three reasons. First, he tried to become an electrician before he tried his hand at writing, so he understood these systems well. Second, writers do not simply record their current moment for posterity. Writers are perceptive sociological observers who can help us think in new ways about important subjects, including technology. When we consult literary works, we can discover viable alternatives that are not otherwise apparent. Finally, London was correct when he reminded readers that electrical systems weren't developed in the best or only possible way. The same lesson applies today. Human choices can fundamentally alter our technological landscape. If we want technology to incite positive change, we have to modify the metaphors we use and the stories we tell when we talk about it. That means remembering that STEM and the humanities do not have to be separated and pitted against one another.
That was Jennifer Lieberman of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.